It's a statewide ballot question, but unlike the three other questions on the November ballot in Massachusetts, question number one's impact could be limited to one small portion of the state. If approved, the question would authorize a second slot parlor in the state, but only on land that meets certain requirements, which makes a site in Revere near the Suffolk Town's racetrack the only likely location. The actual benefits of the question were the topic of a public debate at UMass Boston yesterday, sponsored by WBUR. WBUR's Simone Rios was there.
Backers of Question 1 appear to have an uphill fight to win approval. A recent WBUR poll showed just 37% of voters support it, while 52% oppose. A developer who wants to build a luxury hotel and slots parlor in Revere formed the committee that's backing the question, but he declines to speak in public. Big-name supporters of the question are hard to find. As a representative to the debate sponsored by the Boston Globe, the McCormick School at UMass, and WBUR, the committee behind the ballot question provided a political figure not from Massachusetts, but from Bangor, Maine. Bangor City Councilor David Neely is a paid consultant for the group behind the ballot initiative. He says he has no financial stake in the proposed slots parlor, but he calls the gaming industry a tremendous success story in his city. And Neely told the crowd at UMass Boston that economic success is why voters should support a slots parlor in Revere.
It'll lead to hundreds of new jobs and millions of dollars in new revenue for their city, which, by the way, based on my assessment in a short period of time, Revere desperately needs. This particular location is perhaps the best possible site in the city.
But the site in question is home to a trailer park. Celeste Ribeiro Myers chairs the group opposing the ballot question. She says it's a sad-looking trailer park, but to the people who live there, it's a neighborhood.
You can put up a nice shiny facade, and you can put up some neon lights, and you can bring in a whole truckload of sexy people to fill your slot parlor. However, the plight of these people doesn't go away.
For some voters, the argument against a second slots parlor goes beyond its impact on one city. Andrew King is a PhD candidate at UMass Boston who attended the debate. He says he'll vote against question one, largely because gambling addiction takes a heavy toll on low-income people and communities of color.
I think it's an industry that more so preys on a lower economic strata. They mentioned racial disparities. I think there's much better things and better jobs that are not, you know, dead-end, low-wage jobs that cities can invest in.
That's a characterization rejected by some Question 1 supporters. Donna Mahoney is a Revere resident who works for the group trying to win approval for the additional slots parlor.
I believe in the jobs. I believe in the opportunity. I believe in the revenue. I think that Revere needs something giant like this to come in to then have a domino effect for other giant businesses to come in.
Even if it passes, the developer behind Question 1 would need the support of the State Gaming Commission to build in Revere. The commission is refusing to take any position right now, but with a destination casino being built in nearby Everett, it's sure to have concerns. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.